We're going to continue to talk about money mindsets today. And today I want to focus on another lie that we sometimes believe when it comes to money. And this is a lie that many people have fallen for. And it has to do with happiness. Sometimes we believe a lie that money will make us happy. And the truth is sometimes the wealthiest people are the unhappiest. Now, I want to remind you today that God wants us to prosper financially. Poverty is not holy. God wants us to trust Him. He wants us to be rich. And we can all prosper financially and experience God's provision. But it's so important for us to know money will not make us happy. What will make us happy is a relationship with God. You see, I've also seen sometimes people who have been very poor, but they've been very happy. Now, again, God doesn't want us to stay in poverty. He wants us to prosper financially, but money will not make us happy. Even while we trust God for more, even while we trust God for increase, we can already be happy because more money will not make us happier. And we should always find our joy and happiness in our relationship with God. And the Bible has much to say about this. And in Ecclesiastes 5 verse 10, it says, "Those who love money will never have enough. How meaningless to think that wealth brings true happiness." You see, the Bible says here, how meaningless is it to believe this lie? Yet sometimes, even as Christians, we think this is true, that money will make us happy. But the Bible says, how meaningless is it? How stupid is it to believe this lie? So let's make sure we never fall into this lie. We also read in Romans 4, verse 7 to 8, "Blessed and happy and favored are those whose lawless acts have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered up and completely buried. Blessed and happy and favored is the man whose sin the Lord will not take into account nor charge it against him." You see, here we find what will make us happy in life. It doesn't say blessed and happy and favored is the man who has a lot of money. It says blessed and favored and happy is the man whose sin is buried, who is forgiven by the blood of Jesus. So let's trust God for increase. Let's trust God to get more so that we can give more, so that we can also be a bigger blessing to others. Let's trust Him to be blessed, to be a blessing. But while we do that, let's also make sure to always find our happiness in the fact that we're forgiven by Him and we can have an intimate relationship with Almighty God. I hope that blessed you today, and I hope it served as a good reminder. Always make sure to never fall into this lie and find your happiness in your relationship with God. You are highly favored and deeply loved.